stand up there, Buddy Jones, out in the midst. I don't need you to tell me what you are anymore. You've been going around telling me and telling God what you were long enough. It's time for you to listen and let not I, but my Father through me tell you who you are and what you are. It's time for you to accept it by faith, and you quit trying to tell me what you are by your feelings. I don't want to hear what you are. Because I know that God's word has already said, let every man be a liar, and that includes you and I too, but let God be true. So don't tell me what you are and who you are anymore. I don't want to hear it. It's time for you to quit telling me and telling God and telling yourself who you are and what you are. It's time for you to listen and let God speak to you. Be still and know that I'm God. It's time for him to let you. What you were. It's time for you to stop telling me what you feel. And telling God what you feel. It's time to let him tell you what you feel. You go around telling God, telling me, telling yourself, I feel sick. You have lied. You have listened to a lying spirit. God says, you feel healed. Agree with him, yes, in the person of Christ, I feel healed. The Holy Ghost makes it reality. It's time for you to quit telling me and telling God how you're doing and begin to ask him how you're doing. How am I doing, Lord? It's time for you to quit thinking and telling him what's good and what's evil and go asking him and let him. I don't know anything. Hath been given me to know by the renewing of the Holy Spirit good and evil. You ready, Buddy John? Jesus Christ lives in your flesh.
Lives in my flesh.
And is radiating out. Through your hands. The soothing healing power of the Holy Ghost. Not my hand, but the healing hands of Christ. Now reach around and lay them on two or three folks and let's see if it works. Ooh. Me in such a position. Here I thought I was doing pretty good in the Lord, and I find myself living under control of Satan about 85-90% of the time. You remember I told you one time that I lived about 15% of the fullness of Christ? You remember that? And you didn't believe it. And I thought I was stretching it a little bit at that. You thought surely you lived 15 or 20% of it, and you didn't wasn't even living 1%, were you? Now, this is what God told. Our Father told the first Adam. I want you to listen to it. He said, now, if you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, said, Satan's going to begin to work through your feelings, said, he'll tell you. He'll tell you when to sleep 'em. He'll tell you when to wake up. He'll tell you when you're tired 'em. And he'll tell you when you're sick 'em. And he'll prove it to you through your natural feeling 'em. He'll capture your life, possess your flesh 'em. But you will listen to me. Eat only of my knowledge. And you'll never know sickness, health, or tiredness. Because I'll tell you, you are healed. You are made whole. You're my son in the flesh. I'll tell you no lie.
I'll tell you no lie.
I'll tell you only life.
I'll tell you
and words of life.
And words of life.
I'll always speak.
I'll always speak.
Unto you.
Unto you.
And they'll always be true.
Always be true.
If you listen only to me, thy God. That's what he tells you to do. Been over there eating that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, ain't you? Got out of the paradise of God and run over there and got your little bite of that forbidden fruit. And you begin to tell God how you felt and what you were and what you weren't, didn't you? Had a knowledge of good and evil. Oh, but it hath burned out of you now. To you. Jesus Christ is the tree of life. And through him, God tells you what you are, what you're doing, what you're feeling, what you are in him, what you can do. He tells you exactly what you are through Christ. He's the tree of life. That's all you need to eat. What am I going to do when I think of my old self? What did God tell you through Christ? You're crucified. When you think of yourself as you, you're dead. You're crucified. What are you going to say? I am not mean.
I am not mean.
I am crucified.
I am crucified.
I am Jesus. Christ in the flesh.
Christ in the flesh.
Made so by God.
Made so by God.
The grace of my Father.
The grace of my Father.
Through Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Who lives in my flesh.
Who lives in my flesh.
Let it burn. Each living work,
each living work
that Jesus Christ did,
that Jesus Christ did
in his seven sufferings,
in his seven sufferings
in earth and heaven,
in earth and heaven,
I have received,
I have received
by grace through faith,
by grace through faith,
and the Holy Ghost,
and the Holy Ghost
has formed him in me,
has formed him in me.
Sing it real quietly now. Let's get the words on this tape where you can hear them. Because you're going to need to hear it over, over and over. Making my body.
Making my body.
My soul and my life.
My soul and my life.
One with my Father.
One with my Father.
As Jesus Christ.
As Jesus Christ.
As Jesus Christ.
As Jesus Christ.
By his seven sufferings.
By his seven sufferings.
Became fully one.
Became fully one.
With my Father.
With my Father.
Then the Holy Ghost.
Then the Holy Ghost.
The Spirit of grace.
The Spirit of grace.
Clothed upon me.
Clothed upon me.
His finished works.
His finished works.
Ooh, making me inside.
Making me inside.
Like unto Jesus.
Like unto Jesus.
Fully one.
Fully one.
With my Father God.
With my Father God.
Each sick person.
Each sick person.
That Jesus Christ healed.
That Jesus Christ healed.
While in his ministry.
While in his ministry.
In his own flesh.
In his own flesh.
Makes all sick people.
Makes all sick people.
Now have been healed.
Now have been healed.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
Who lives in my flesh.
Who lives in my flesh.
Each sick person.
Each sick person.
That stands before me.
That stands before me.
Stands not before me.
Stands not before me.
But stand before Christ.
But stand before Christ.
Who has turned my body.
Who has turned my body.
Into his healing fire.
Into his healing fire.
Hath burned out all diseases.
Burned out all diseases.
In their flesh.
In their flesh. Oh.
Let this mind.
Let this mind.
Be also in you.
Be also in you.
Which was in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
Who been in the form of.
Been in the form.
Of a Father God.
Of our Father God.
Thought it not robbery.
Thought it not robbery.
To be counted equal. With a Father God.
With our Father God.
I yet not I.
I yet not I.
But Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ.
Apply the soothing healing.
Apply the soothing healing.
Fire to your body.
Fire to your body.
By my confession.
By my confession.
From my spirit inside.
From my spirit inside.
Healing fire to your body. By the Holy Ghost applying.
By the Holy Ghost applying.
Ooh. That's right. Let your mouth fall open. Quit trying to be Christ and accept what God has made you. That's the grace of God that he has given you and made you what you are. And you accept it by faith. He makes it reality in your life. It's that simple. In the person of Christ.
In the person of Christ.
I now touch you.
I now touch you.
With the finger of God.
With the finger of God.
The finger of Christ.
The finger of Christ.
With the finger of fire.
With the finger of fire.
With the finger of love.
With the finger of love.
That burns all through you.
That burns all through
you. God's heavenly fire.
God's heavenly fire.
In the person of Christ.
In the person of Christ.
I lay hands on you.
I lay hands on you.
With the hands of God.
With the hands of God.
The hands of Christ.
The hands of Christ.
With the hands of fire.
With the hands of fire.
With the hands of love.
With the hands of love.
That releases all through you.
That releases all through you.
God's heavenly fire.
God's heavenly fire.
This tape is for you now, for you to take it and work it out in your life. This is not a healing service. It's a faith service to build you for your personal life. God is serving you what you are and what he has made you. Now, are you going to take it and let it work out in you, or are you going to let it be of no effect? In the person of Christ.
In the person of Christ.
I speak to you.
I speak to you.
With the words of God.
With the words of God.
The words of Christ.
The words of Christ.
With the words of fire.
With the words of fire.
With the words of love.
With the words of love.
That burns all through you.
That burns all through you.
God's heavenly fire.
God's heavenly fire.
Oh. You're supposed to take this tape and go over it. Ah. Make these confessions. Sing them and let them just burn all through you. Burn out that old Antichrist spirit. Been making you think of yourself as you. Unless God is a liar, you're not you anymore. Are you? In the person of Christ.
In the person of Christ.
I breathe on you.
I breathe on you.
With the breath of God.
With the breath of God.
The breath of Christ.
The breath of Christ.
With the breath of fire.
With the breath of fire.
With the breath of love.
With the breath of love.
That blows all through you. God's breath of fire.
God's breath of fire.
In the person of Christ.
In the person of Christ.
I am part out of my body.
I am part out of my body.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Of God your Father.
Of God your Father.
That clothes upon you.
That clothes upon you.
Saturates your body.
Saturates your body.
With the life of God.
The life of God.
Makes you whole.
Makes you whole.
If you receive me.
If you receive me.
You receive Christ.
You receive Christ.
If you receive my Father.
If you receive my Father.
And his divine life.
And his divine life.
If you reject me.
If you reject me.
You reject Christ.
You reject Christ.
You reject my Father.
You reject my Father.
And his divine life.
And his divine life.
Does this please the Father? Sure. When you move into this, this fulfills his promise in you. That he spoke, that was the purpose of all of his works and all of his ministries down through the ages. Listen to it. At that day.
At that day.
I shall dwell in them.
I shall dwell in them.
I shall live and walk.
I shall live and walk.
On the inside of them.
On the inside of them.
Ooh. I shall be their God.
I shall be their God.
They shall be my people.
They shall be my people.
I clothe myself.
I clothe myself.
Like a tent upon them.
Like a tent upon them. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Does this please him? Sure it pleases him. It makes him fulfill his word in you. Does it please Christ? Sure. Anything else is antichrist, and it makes his suffering of no effect, no profit. Does it please him for you to go around in false humility saying you're you, for you? No, sir. But it pleases some kind of spirit in me. What kind of spirit is that in you that it pleases? The devil. Spirit of Antichrist. Oh, yeah, it gives you a sense of humility. But it's the devil. Gives you a feeling. But it's the devil. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Has come in my flesh.
Has come in my flesh.
By the grace of my Father.
By the grace of my Father.
Who loved me.
Who loved me.
And gave his only.
And gave his only.
Begotten Son.
Begotten Son.
That he might live.
That he might live.
His life in my flesh.
And his life in my flesh.
All other thoughts.
All other thoughts.
Are spirits in my mind.
My mind.
Are the thoughts
and,
the spirits of Antichrist,
and the spirits of Antichrist.
So I by faith and
in obedience to God
confess that
Jesus
now lives in my flesh,
now lives in my flesh,
hath taken possession
of my blood, flesh, and
breath. Now clothe upon me in the fullness of my Father. I live in the faith of the finished work.
Christ. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. I'm a Father God, now lives in my flesh. One of the favorite tricks of Satan, working in your mind and life, is to make a philosophy or just a mental assent sort of thing out of the life of Jesus Christ. Many people that are trapped by this attitude of heart or this way of thinking of yourself as being one person and Christ being another one are really blinded by Satan to the real life of Christ that hath already been regenerated inside of you. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 1 through 3, we begin to see how this attitude of mind comes about in our life by false religious teaching that blocks us from living or thinking of ourselves as being Jesus Christ in the flesh. Living his life over and over again that he has already finished. 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Even then, as it is now, many false prophets are religious. Have made a philosophy out of the life of Jesus Christ and went out into the world and had created spirits or attitudes or philosophies or ways of thinking in the lives of God's people. And here John was right to. He said, believe not every spirit. That word spirit there being with a little letter. Every attitude of every way of life that comes. Verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Any attitude of mind or attitude of heart that lets you think of yourself as Christ in the flesh is of God. It's that simple. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Where you have heard that it should come, and even now, already, is it in the world. And even more so in the day in which you and I live, when religion has made a philosophy or a mental assent thought sort of thing that makes you think of yourself as being you. Many of you being deceived by the Antichrist or the religious spirit, take the true teachings of God, the true teachings of Christ, and you begin to try to make them work in your life by thinking of you as being a person trying to obey God to become like Christ. That is the devil. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verse 5 through 8. Christ speaking through Paul. which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Very plainly, the Antichrist spirit working through you, and a false humility sort of thing, makes you think of yourself as you. Makes you think of yourself as you. That is the devil. Making Christ just a philosophy or a way of life to preach about, sing about, and think about. Instead of being what he is, a real live person that has taken possession of your flesh, your blood, and your breath. Now, Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20, listen to Paul speak. Now he confesses by faith and brings the life of Christ alive in him. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He said, I act and confess by faith, just like Jesus Christ acted and confessed. Because the life that I live now is the life of Jesus Christ, and I live it by faith, and the Holy Ghost performs in me the very thing that I act, confess, or live. Now, if you need more convincing, 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 15 and verse 17. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Makes very plain that you're no more you, but you're Christ. And not only are you Christ, but now Christ having become one with the Father, you are now God. So think it not robbery to think of yourself as being equal with God, because he has made you so through his grace and through his love. And it pleases him no end to have his sons and daughters think of themselves as being like their father in faith. Then 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 17, if you need more convincing. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Said, here's the way you bring about the life of Christ in you, that you may move into the fullness by this way of thinking. Listen to it. Because as he is, we are in this world. Because Christ lives in me. The Father lives in me and clothed upon me in his fullness. I think of myself, not in me, but as Christ and my Father. Well, if I have thoughts of myself, what am I supposed to think about those? Think about those that being crucified. Reckon ye yourselves dead indeed unto the flesh, but alive unto God. You need more convincing? 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life. It is time now for you to move out. Move your life out from under the control of the Antichrist spirit, of making Christ just a philosophy in your life. Thinking of yourself as you, because you're not you. You are Jesus Christ. This song will begin to hit me. Think of yourself as Christ. I live in the faith of the finished work. The finished life of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Of my Father God, now lives in my flesh. I live in the faith of the finished work. The finished life of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life of my Father God now lives in my flesh. I am crucified body. The purpose of God is so plain, is that Jesus Christ, being an eternal being, might live his life over and over and over and over in the flesh of his people. And in living his life in the flesh of his people, he reproduces himself. Follow the pattern by their confession of faith and believing the word of God until that attitude of mind is established in them that they are Christ. Are you ready? I live in the faith of the finished work.
Of the finished work.
The finished life.
The finished life.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of
Jesus Christ, the way.
Jesus Christ, the way.
The truth and the life.
The truth and the life.
Of my Father.
Of my Father.
Now lives in my flesh.
Now lives in my flesh.
I am crucified.
I am crucified.
With Jesus Christ.
With Jesus Christ.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
I now live.
Yet not I.
But Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ.
Now lives his life.
Now lives his life.
Through my fleshly body.
Through my fleshly body.
The life I now live.
The life I now live.
In my flesh.
In my flesh.
live by the faith of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
His resurrected.
His resurrected.
Blood, flesh, and breath.
Blood, flesh, and breath.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Hath formed in my body.
Hath formed in my body.
Now listen to this.
Each living work
that Jesus Christ did.
That Jesus Christ did.
In his severing suffering.
In his severing suffering.
In earth and heaven.
In earth and heaven.
I have received. By grace through faith.
By grace through faith.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost.
Has formed him in my body.
Making my body,
my soul and my life,
one with my Father,
as Jesus Christ, by his seven sufferings, he came fully one. In the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
The Spirit of grace.
The Spirit of grace.
Clothe upon me.
Clothe upon me.
All his finished works.
All his finished works.
Making me inside.
Like unto Jesus.
Fully one. With my Father God.
Each sick person
that Jesus Christ healed
while in his ministry
in his own flesh makes all sick people
now have been healed
through Jesus Christ who lives in my flesh. Each sick person that stands before me
stands not before me
but stands before Christ who has turned my body
into his healing fire
hath burned out all
diseases in her flesh.
I, yet not I. But Jesus Christ.
Apply the soothing healing.
Fire to your body. By my confession. From my spirit inside. Healing fire to your body. By the Holy Ghost applied.
In the person of Christ,
I now touch you. With the finger of God.
The finger of Christ.
With a finger of fire.
With a finger of fire.
With a finger of love.
That burns all through you.
God's heavenly fire.
In the person of Christ.
I lay hands on you. With the hands of God.
The hands of Christ.
With the hands of fire.
With the hands of fire.
With the hands of love.
With the hands of love.
That releases all through you. God's heavenly fire.
God's heavenly fire.
Thank you. of fire.
With the words of fire.
With the words of love.
With the words of love.
That burned all for you.
That burns all for you.
God's heavenly fire. By the Spirit, take this song words be sung to you and follow right behind, confessing just exactly what the word said by faith. And let this be a beginning place in your life where it's not you but Christ that is living your life. That Christ is no more a philosophy. Your life is no more controlled by an Antichrist spirit that makes you some needy person before God, that makes you deny that he hath given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And all you have to do is through the knowledge of him, out of the scriptures, confess what he is, or rather, what you are in his place. Verse 17 of the 4th chapter of John. Herein is our love made perfect.
Our love made perfect.
That we may have boldness.
That we may have boldness.
In the day of judgment.
In the day of judgment.
Because as he is.
Because as he is.
So are we.
So are we.
In this world.
In this world.
We are Jesus.
We are Jesus.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
That confesses.
Jesus Christ.
He's come in your flesh.
He's come in your flesh.
He's the Spirit of God.
The Spirit of God.
Forming your mind.
Forming your mind.
Into the mind of Christ. Delivering you from the Antichrist.
Delivering you from the Antichrist.
Begin to see your problem. While you're sitting under my ministry and the ministry of the Holy Ghost, for you to move into thinking of yourself as what you are, and you feed off of my work of the Spirit. You think you're doing all right the moment you get outside the door, a spirit or an attitude begins to come in your mind. You begin to think of yourself as just a person. Jesus Christ is another person. The Father God is another person. Time for you to begin to know that God, by his grace, hath made you one with him. It pleases him no end, because he made the promise even from the beginning of creation. Listen to the promise.
At that day,
I shall dwell in them.
I shall dwell in them.
I shall live and walk.
I shall live and walk
on the inside of them.
On the inside of them.
I shall be their God.
I shall be their God.
They shall be my people.
They shall be my people.
I like a tent.
I like a tent.
Have clothed upon you.